This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. Gas prices should remain mostly unaffected by Hurricane Milton. We'll have more right after this.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cash back dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
Back-to-back hurricanes in the southern United States are taking a tremendous toll on everyone involved. One of the few places that likely won't feel as big of an effect is the price of gas. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com said Milton, the latest hurricane, likely won't have a big effect at the pump.
So gasoline is going to continue. This storm is not going to affect any refineries in any meaningful way. So the flow of gasoline, the supply of gasoline should continue. And so most Americans probably will not see any impact from this in terms of supply. Prices, however, have started to inch up, but it's not due to the storm itself. It's due to the fact that oil prices last week did climb about $10 a barrel on some of the tensions that are occurring in the Middle East. So Milton, for its part, is not going to be any impact on gasoline prices, but rather the Middle East tensions from last week are likely to play a role in pushing gas prices up.
DeHaan said fuel supplies are looking average for this time of year.
This is the time of year when we do start to see diesel, which is also heating oil, supplies generally start to decline. According to the Energy Information Administration, we did see a 3 million barrel decline in distillate inventories, that's diesel and heating oil, over the last week. And that's likely due to the harvest season that's happening. And ahead of the colder months, as people are filling up their home heating oil tanks. So supplies look fairly good, but in the weeks ahead, we likely will see supplies for at least diesel start to seasonally decline. For gasoline, it's very much a different story. This is the time of year that gasoline demand tends to decline, and so supplies generally start to build for gasoline over the winter.
For more information, visit GasBuddy.com. As always, find this story and more at IowaAgNet.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.